This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
So fired up. I say, what drugs are you on, Jones? Well, sure, I'm on drugs. You know what I am on? I'm on 2 cups of coffee right now. But I'm on freedom, and I am on fire. And next segment, I'm going to get into why I'm on fire, because what's happening in the UK is unbelievable. What's happening in China is incredible. What's happening with the robot takeover is all here. I've just got too much news, and I'm going to hit it all coming up. Because this is just an amazing time to be alive. And I want to get into Comey being above the law and tie into some other articles that deal with that. Some incredible Epstein information as well. And then we have Carpe Donctum and Lord Christopher Monckton joining us coming up as well. And I do intend in that third hour to open your the phones up on what you think the biggest issue is, the biggest development in the world right now. Is it the China invading Hong Kong and that heating up to a boil? Is it India invading Kashmir and almost no coverage of that? That's a proxy war with the U.S. and China. Is the private Federal Reserve trying to plunge the economy? Is it the whole Russiagate collapsing and then now the deep state moving into trying to start a race war? Is it Brexit 3+ years after they pass it, almost 4 years? The Queen comes in and suspends Parliament, first time in 400 years, because the Parliament's ignoring the referendum of the people. There is just so many big, fat, juicy things that are happening right now. And then in the middle of it, the EU's on the verge of collapse. There's Islamic globalist invasion being funded. They're trying to collapse our borders. Ilhan Omar's pushing for the UN to take over. I mean, this is the age of everything coming out, basically. And so I'm going to do my best just to run through one story after another when we come back on the other side of this break. But and then there's just so many new videos of Joe Biden stammering and stuttering that we can't even play them all. And it's getting worse. They clearly got him amped up on a bunch of coffee or something to try to make it better. It's not working. He does this. And he's telling fake stories. Never happened. Let's get his fake war story queued up. I don't know if I saw that on the list. It's probably here. But, he ought to have a CNN job or a MSNBC job. I mean, Brian Williams said he got shot down in a helicopter by RPG. Turned out he was never in a helicopter, never near RPG fire. Hillary said basically the same stuff happened to her in Bosnia-Herzegovina. That the Serbs were shooting at her. None of it was true. There's photos and videos of her getting on the plane. Everything's fine. I mean, it's pathetic, folks. You know, I myself was shot down in a helicopter by RPG in a dream I had. So that's even a story that happened that you'd want to tell. Folks I know that have been shot down in helicopters by RPGs will never tell you the story about being shot down in helicopters by RPG. That's kind of a little secret about it, but it just never ends. And see, they don't think they're being held responsible for this. Because all the Democrats and all the globalists and all the socialists, they're all echo chambering with each other. And they're all thinking they're getting away with what they're doing. You're not getting away with it. You're force fed everywhere. You're put at the top of Google, the top of Bing, the top of everything. And still your ratings are sliding towards no viewers. And the few that watch you are making fun of you or laughing at you. And the biggest audiences you have is in talk radio and conservative media and nationalist media, people analyzing your lies. And really, they kind of know that. The only way they're pertinent is just, how about being shock jocks? These people are shock jocks. I am a reality jock. hand, I am someone trying to punch a hole through their lies to discredit them so we can lead the rest of the people through the breach. And I think we've done that thanks to your support. Yes, folks, they give us the credit. They give you the credit for devastating the New World Order. Let me tell you, you are the globalist slayers politically, and I salute you.
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living, that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president, and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light in the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's August 30th. Think about that. Friday, August 30th, 2019. And I'm going to plunge straight into the news right now. Where is the best place to start? I want to start with being above the law. And really, nobody's above the law for too long, because then belief in the system goes away and civilization collapses. And sometimes systems are corrupt, very corrupt, and they need to collapse. But most of the time, when systems start collapsing, you get something even worse. And so talking about above the law, you have these jail guards with Epstein who had been brought in special. They'd told the others take off. And he was supposed to be on suicide watch, but was taken off that. But there were two cameras outside his cell. They both malfunctioned magically. And then the other inmates at the facility, not controlled by the feds, it was a city facility, they heard yelling and screaming and him fighting for his life. And that's all come out. And he told people they're trying to kill me. And he told people, the guy that was in my cell, the cop that had four bodies found in his backyard, big gorilla guy, this guy tried to kill him. Well, now this is up on InfoWars.com from InformationLiberation.com. Report: two cameras outside Jeffrey Epstein's cell malfunctioned. And that's also being reported by Reuters. FBI studied two broken cameras outside the cell where Epstein died. Source: Isn't that just cute? So we're talking about just not caring if you know the truth, not caring if you don't buy it, just kind of arrogantly saying, well, we're the power structure, we're going to move forward. Here's another one. Deep state wins again as James Comey gets away with FBI violations and illegal threats, illegal leaks. And if you pull up the New York Post headline, he's the leaker in chief, and it shows all these holes in him with these massive leaks. What's important is he told Congress that he never leaked. So that's lying to Congress. And then he leaked illegal stuff, and he's just gotten away with it. And then what he leaked, it turned out, was also not even true. Comey is a proven liar and a leaker. White House slams former FBI director after IG report. And then it continues. So that sends a message to all the Clinton stay-behinds who spied on Trump illegally, who lied to get the fake warrants, who then paid for the fake dossier and paid their wives and husbands $30-something million. I mean, some of these FBI families got upwards of $1 million to just do 6 months' work off and on compiling a big dossier of lies that they passed around and would vomit out, and the dog would eat the vomit again, and they would just do this whole circular vomit motion endlessly, continually, unceasingly. And now the Justice Department is sweeping a lot of this under the rug. Yes, there's grand juries open in Maryland and in D.C. and in Virginia. And yes, there still may be indictments, and the word was that those indictments have been sealed. But you're seeing the Justice Department at the top saying, we don't want to prosecute, we don't want to go there. And clearly, Barr's been brought in to make the deal to get them to go away and stop trying to overthrow the election and just win fair and square, if they can, in the upcoming 2020 election next November. But they're not following that deal. Sure, it'll be painful, and it'll hurt the country and the stock market if we start arresting Hillary Clinton. But as I've said from the beginning, it has to be done because her stay-behind networks are still in Google, still in Apple, still in Twitter, still in the CIA, still everywhere, and they're actively working with the Chi-Coms and others to destroy our recovery, to destroy our currency, and saying they're doing it in the Washington Post. The G must defeat Trump. The G is the savior of America. These are the unreal headlines. Now, shifting gears, as above, so below. We've had the big fish up there getting away with it, at least for now. Trump loves curveballs. I don't think old Comey's out of the woods yet. Though he's set, I guess he got a CNN job like his other discredited buddy, McCabe. Ex-NYPD detectives to get probation for having sex with young women in custody. And they raped this woman handcuffed in the back of a van, and they don't have to go to jail. What message does that send? But who else is above the law? Illegal aliens are allowed to get DWIs, and they're given $25 fines. I mean, I've talked to local state prosecutors, county prosecutors, city prosecutors. This is all on record. It happens all over the country. They're told to release them. But in Europe and here as well, when the Islamics rape somebody, there have been courts in European countries that have said, oh, you raped a 9-year-old? That's part of your culture. Or you cut a woman up? Oh, you get a year in jail. You killed a woman. Oh, you hand grenaded a family? Well, you get 6 months. The story's up on Breitbart.com. We have our own breakdown of it at NewsWars.com and EuropeWars.com. Those are sites that have a lot of original content. Probably want to check those out if you want to help get the word out and be informed. NewsWars.com, EuropeWars.com. Spain, single Algerian migrant arrested 14 times in 11 weeks. Of the top 10 worst offenders in Barcelona over the summer, an Algerian illegal migrant topped the list with 14 arrests over a period of 11 weeks. And do you want to guess all the stuff he did? 8 separate times for theft, 6 for acts of violence and intimidation. Was part of a group of underage migrants who arrived the city last year and went around robbing and stealing and attacking. So he probably got caught 1 out of 10 times, they estimate. Generally, that's how it works. So 14 arrests. We're talking 140 robberies or so. What a nice guy. Now, I haven't gotten to this yet, but I'm going to get to it when we come back because it's an illustration of extreme absurdity and just how much they're lying. YouTube CEO says it's more important than ever to let people upload anything they want. So Owen Schroyer saw this 2 days ago, put up a war room page. In 2 hours, Media Matters and Vice, who watches continually, like the Eye of Sauron, had it taken down, and it became a big national story, saying, well, you said they could come back, but they can't. As if we're begging and, oh, pleading and, oh, the big victory of slapping us down. But we pulled up some clips of her talking about how she wanted to silence me, just recently. And so this is all lies for Congress and all lies for the league. Oh, you've got speech. No one's censoring anybody. Oh, no, just Mitch McConnell had his Twitter frozen. And then, you know, Republicans can't send out strong women ads and say, we love strong women. Please join Trump. He wants to build a world for strong families and with strong women and has a leadership council to get women into higher levels of government and corporate leadership. Record skips, car wreck sound. You can't do that. Facebook stands by it. Oh, there's no censorship. So Owen did that stunt. It was successful to show what a fraud she is. But they got David Knight. They kind of, you know, as a cerebral, nice family show. But they got rid of his channel. And it bums David out because he likes to reach people. But that's the way it works for just being associated with us. He goes to the gulag as well because of all the good little leftists watching what we say, watching what we do, and, you know, just the left's there to destroy free speech. That's their job. They're not scary or dangerous or anything. what Tucker Carlson said. We're going to go to break and come back and get into that, get into the huge developments in Europe with the Brexit and the Queen's pending parliament after 400 years. This is big moves. It shows the world geopolitical realignment that's happening. We put a video out yesterday from the live show that had the name, The Queen Joins the Liberty Movement, and I didn't write headlines yesterday. That's an okay one, but really, the Queen suspending parliament signals the global political realignment is complete and that the globalist model failed. And, I mean, it's a big deal. So that's coming up. Briefly, only 8 days left to get our flagship product with the best PQQ, CoQ10, and so much more to clean out your cells, to be the base for your whole body. It's been proven to be able to regrow nerves in many cases, make telomeres shrink slower. That's the same as making them last longer. When your telomeres stop, you know, and grow down to nothing, you die. That's what that is. 50% off. And we're only able to sell it for so long, 50% off, because we won't get more for like 10 weeks. And you get a free bottle of carnivore digestive enzyme. That's a $17 value, just what it cost us to produce it. Absolutely free. I want you to experience this amazing digestive enzyme. We've never done a special this good, but I wanted to introduce folks on the fence about DNA Force or carnivore with these together. 98% reviews. You cannot beat it. Another big deal, 25% off Super Bowl Vitality with a free bottle of carnivore as well. Take advantage of those and fund the InfoWar. We'll be right back. Please take action. InfoWarsStore.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes. And the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Uchitsky is the titular head, the figurehead, the pawn, the masthead, the decoy, the distraction for the big tentacle Chi-Com proboscis that is Alphabet, Google, Global New World Order, Deep State. Hold on, crank it back up for a minute. La, 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 la. And Uchitsky goes to all these events and, you know, says, oh, we're for free speech, but we got to stop Alex Jones and we want to shut him up. But then she came out 2 days ago and she said, we're open, we're free, we don't censor, and the Nazi SS don't wear black uniforms with twin lightning bolt insignia. And George Washington didn't kick ass. And the sky is not blue. It shines white light in once it shows. Now continuing, ladies and gentlemen, let's play her at a conference a few months ago, slithering around, and then we'll get into the latest faux pas that she's been caught up in. But not at the sacrifice of David Knight's YouTube channel. Here it is.
We have tightened our guidelines. We have made very significant changes in how we handle our policies, like the recommendations. So getting to your son.
He's lost.
No, we can work on your son here. I have a son, too, and I get some of these discussions also at the dinner table. I think what you're describing is, and the way we think about it too, look, there's a set of content that has to meet the community guidelines. Ben Shapiro is going to meet the community guidelines. So I don't think you're suggesting that we remove him from the platform, are you?
I would, but I can't. No.
Okay.
Last time I saw you, I was like, get Alex Jones off that platform. And you're like, well, the community guidelines. And then you got him.
Now he's not on the platform.
I know. So I was right. But that's
good job.
It was the terms of service,
it's
actually.
Terms of service. He broke the terms
of service. He broke our terms of service, yes.
Yeah. So, but what I mean is, I'm getting to the larger picture, and then I do want to get to issues around diversity and other
sure.
things.
And Hong Kong is breaking China's terms of service of a dictatorship of the communists. Their grandparents ran there 70 years ago, and now they're arresting and killing people. Oh, because they broke the terms of service. But we're women at a women's conference in San Francisco, so it makes it okay if we're authoritarians. No, YouTube said I didn't break their terms of service. They tried to ban me for saying no one died at Parkland, which would be my right. I didn't say it. Drudge embarrassed them by putting the videos up that they said that. I said the police stood down. 14 million views on two videos. And they put me back up, and then a month later took us down and said that it was a decision made at the corporate level. So they won't even get their crap straight because these people don't run the company. They're the front person. It isn't even Eric Schmidt that runs it. And that's a fact. It's the global deep state, and that's all coming out. So, She came out on the 27th, so 3 days ago, 2.5 days ago, and it was all over the news. YouTube CEO says it's more important than ever to let people upload anything they want. She goes on to say, we don't censor anybody. But they play this game and say, oh, but it's our community standards. Well, Owen Schroyer then, 2 days ago, says, oh, really? So he posted the war room of the live stream to obviously have them ban it and make this point. Here's the Washington Post. InfoWars returned to YouTube. It lasted less than a day. InfoWars returns to YouTube after CEO said it would allow offensive content. And that's from Vice. YouTube takes down InfoWars again. The Hill. And then Wojcicki responds to it.
And says, oh, well, he doesn't count. Everyone has speech unless we say you don't. Then you just disappear. But I'm wearing little jeans and boots and I like girls, so it's okay.
Hey, lady, I don't care if you like girls. I like girls, too. But
does it make it okay for you to do all the lying stuff you do? Of course, you don't really run the company, so it's okay. You just go out and do PR and play patty cake and, oh, we're liberal. Oh, I love you.
No, you're not. You're fascist dirtbags. And you're dangerous. So, again, Owen did the show. I didn't even know he'd done that because I wasn't watching the start of the show. I was running around having fun, decided I saw a meme about tinfoil they were about to play at InfoWars. So I said, oh, give me some tinfoil. So I put a tinfoil hat on it with an antenna. Maybe we can roll some of that when we come back. That'll fit with Carpe Donctum and the whole flavor of today's show. When we come back, we'll play that. And then I walked the catwalk. I mean, I made that on my own in like 30 seconds. But shows I've got some style, okay? You ever seen one like that? Kind of the plumage or like the Roman, top of the visor. I mean, it's style, okay? So that's all coming up. But here they are celebrating. Oh, we got him again. Oh, yay. But then they tell Congress, none of this is happening. None of this is going on. Now, this is as good a time as any to really formally announce something very, very exciting. So we can roll some of the graphics of that. Band.video has been set up so that my show, Owen's show, David Knight's show, stuff Paul Watson does, other podcasts we do, is all easily searched, commentable at one place. It'll still be on InfoWars, but not, stuff to dig through. It's all very easily searchable. It works on all devices, like an app, but it's not an app. It works on everything, and we're really, really proud of it. Maybe we should put those graphics full on screen for folks, because I want them to really be able to see these. So again, band.video, and here's the great part. Because of infiltrators and folks will try to come on and set us up, at first it can't be completely open to the public, because they send provocateurs in. But we're going to have a long list of folks that we have as contributors. And we'll have the whole DMCA, take down Digital Millennium Copyright Act deal where you're a contributor, but you don't work for InfoWars, and we don't tell you what to do. But as long as you follow, don't say murder people or, don't do illegal stuff, we're going back to when the Internet was free with the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, DMCA, Digital Safe Harbor Act. We're going to follow what big tech's supposed to follow. And as long as it's not illegal, as long as it doesn't violate somebody's copyright, as long as it is your video, ladies and gentlemen, you will have a home at band.video. And that complements the great work over at Brighteon and what Mike Adams is doing. We're not in competition with anybody. We just want to stop the globalists from being able to shut everybody down. So this way you can have embeddable videos from us, but also from a long list of contributors that we're going to start adding onto it and giving a place on the site where InfoWars pays for the bandwidth, and InfoWars sits there and promotes it, and it's going to get really big. Because we've had 600 plus million views on our live streams in just the last 6 months on InfoWars.com, very expensive. And we've had hundreds and hundreds of millions of views since we got banned in the last year on our own videos. I mean, hell, 14 million just when Drudge linked to those two videos, they went viral. So this is what Alex Jones really said versus what they're saying. He said, so it's so important that we have a voice. So when they say we said something or they say you said something, you can go, no, I didn't say kill the Jews. You're a liar. You're the one saying it in my name or whatever they put out. We can show what really said. So band.video is the answer to Luchitsky and the rest of these authoritarians running around in female garb camouflaging their authoritarianism. Somebody else that's launched something because of the Donald censoring and all the rest of it being censored on Reddit is Carpe Donctum and MemeWorld.com. He joins us next.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globalists rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
pedophiles next. The devil worshippers. We've got them in our sights. We've already cut down a lot of their minions. And we're getting right down to the center of the nest very soon. We're going to have some big fights coming. But this is where humanity turns the corner in the trajectory towards going type 1 civilization, which I know is my main mission, and I know that you also have that mission as well. You feel as I feel. You know what I know. You didn't get it from me. You already had it in your heart, in your mind, your soul. And I don't know where to start here. We've got MemeWorld.com already censored on Facebook within hours of it being launched because memes, the EU said, are bringing them down.
Oh, guess what? The nationalist right-wing party, anti-New World Order party, is set to remove Merkel completely. We got like 16 big parties over there. She keeps playing games in other coalitions, but that's only resulted in the right wing set to take over Germany and dismantle their entire system. So I got a bunch of these great memes that have been submitted and posted by the contributors at MemeWorld.com. And again, this is so we have our own sites. I'm glad he's done this. We launched Band.Video, where we're going to invite all these same contributors to come have accounts there that we'll then post on InfoWars and just get the information out. Do what Matt Drudge came here almost 4 years ago to warn us to do. Build your own infrastructure now. Krypton is unstable. It's going to explode. You've got to get off the planet. You've got to get out of the digital gulag. And most people didn't listen. We were already doing it, but I accelerated it, so we're still here. And so I'm trying to have InfoWars be a infrastructure or a skeletal system to try to help boost others as well. And, you know, we have so many great activists that come in here, whether it's Gavin McGinnis or whether it was Count Dankula. And Count Dankula told me at dinner, he said, no, I was going to quit when they put me in jail for Hitler dog joke, like a John Cleese joke. Monty Python, it was just totally normal. Even if it was bad, he should have a right to do it. But it wasn't. It was funny. It wasn't meant to be mean. But he has a right to do that anyways. And he said, I was going to quit until you had me on. And Paul helped me and had me to his house and promoted me to his folks. And it was the same thing with Gavin McGinnis. And I'm not bragging. This happened with so many people. I'm here to help people. I'm here to boost people. I mean, Matt Drudge. And I don't even want to give him the credit because they're targeting more. But they already know. InfoWars would not have survived and been able to expand a little the last 2 years under this massive attack if it wasn't for Matt Drudge. I mean, I haven't been paid in a year. That's fine. I'm living off money I saved before in case I ever needed to spend it on the operation. I'll sell everything I've got to run this operation. That was just funded a few months. It's a pleasure to hire key new people and still be expanding in the face of all the censorship and attacks. That is so satisfying. That's like the second most valuable thing to me in my life after my children, is that they want me shut up. They want me shut down. They want you shut up and shut down. And that fighting spirit that was already in me and my ancestors that's in you is so strong now. People are asking, they say, what are you on? Well, why are you lying? How do you work 18 hours a day? Why are you on fire now? Because I knew we could win. And I'm seeing good things happen. And I'm seeing us come from thousands of points behind to neck and neck with the New World Order right now. And I have optimism. And I have confidence. Not confidence that's made up, but real confidence based in 25 years of hardcore in the trenches from the very grassroots right to the top to then be savagely attacked and to come out even stronger because of you supporting us. So I salute you and I appreciate you. But here's an example that our great guy that's been heading up for 7, 8, 9 years, our social media, Lewis, brought me. He said, I didn't want to tell you about this because, you know, I don't even really consider these things or worry about it. We go out on any platform we can out there. It's really up to you to promote it however you do it. But Twitch, we've been on it for years and had, you know, 10,000 followers, whatever. It's a small platform. But we reached millions there over the years. And hello, InfoWars Live. Based on review of your activity and content, we have issued a community guideline strike on your account. As a result, your access to Twitch services is restricted. Reason, accidental improper handling of terrorist propaganda. That means, I'm sure, the video is us showing ISIS or Al-Qaeda
the last thing we did in the video, we think that it was showing ISIS video bloopers that the mainstream news was showing. But see, we can't show that, but everybody else can. And now Amazon's bought that. And, you know, if Amazon, which is not as bad as Google and Apple moving to China, wants people to stop taking the gloves off, then stop it, Bezos. Don't go along with the rest of big tech. And he probably doesn't even know this went on. So, Jeff Bezos, if you're listening, and we all know you are, not going to get into that, okay? It's just, knock it off. Continuing, where the violation occurred, on stream or VOD. Content related to this violation may be removed. Suspension link indefinite. Trying to get around the restriction can result in longer suspension and may lead us to reject any suspension appeals you might submit. Due to your suspension for 30 days, any subscriptions you have will no longer renew. To make changes to your subscriptions while suspended, please contact us. I mean, we're not going to tell you what it is, but it is. Now let's bring in Carpe Donctum, who again was one of the main leaders at the big social media censorship summit a month or so ago. And we'll go a little bit in the next hour. The Lord Moxon's going to join us. I appreciate you getting on here. I don't want to just harp about censorship all day. I want about the good news. The Justice Department is canceling Google's undersea cable from China. That's how you really hit them. And Trump said he's getting ready with the executive order. I know you're in contact with the White House. We'll leave it at that. Any new word on when we're going to strike back against this, when the X-Wings are going in?
I don't have any new word on that, but I do think that Trump's posture towards China and towards tech censorship, which it's clearly happening even worse in China than it is here, but it's a blueprint for what they want to do here. I think that there's a focus being put back onto it, and I really hope that that's going to continue. I hope that Google just sees the decimation of their product.
I got you on a little bit late here because I've been ranting, but what do you make of YouTube inviting everybody on and then Owen posts a page and they ban it and then celebrate banning it? I mean, they're talking out of both sides of their mouth.
How long did it actually take?
You were on that show. It was the show that you and I were on,
right?
Running around with the tinfoil hats.
Yeah, how long did that take before it got taken down?
2 hours.
You know, 2 hours? Yeah, okay, that sounds about right. I mean, YouTube wants to take down anything they disagree with, and they specifically want to get you off the air. Any of you or your viewers are a threat to their bottom line and a threat to the way that they like to pull the wool over people's eyes. Doesn't surprise me one bit. I'm more surprised that my channel is still up.
Well, they're really pushing it if they ban you, because I know the president's taken a liking to you particularly. We won't get into that, but it's just wild. But it shows how weak they are. They're talking out of both sides of their mouth.
Oh, exactly. And that would be a big mistake, but I think it's something that they might try to do before 2020. I mean, they're gonna do their very best to make sure that everyone is gone. Anyone effective is out.
And then play stupid the whole time and say it's not happening. Carpe Donctum from MemeWorld.com is our guest. We're going to come back and play some of the memes he thinks are the best right now at MemeWorld.com. The Democrats and everybody say don't visit it and don't share it. Don't share MemeWorld.com, you dirty Americans. Don't share it. Just shut up and die.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless best testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the, I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That's just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Serve us. But men would tell you that we will serve the machines. No, those are men controlling machines that they believe will control us. But in Hong Kong and France, they're tearing down the surveillance poles with the face scanning. And the people are fighting back. Carpe Diem of MemeWorld.com is our guest. Trump tweeted this out recently. It's a factory, an arsenal for the president to choose from. And just don't forget, that's what's happening. So be sure and always bombard the White House email on the campaign trail. Hopefully, I was talking to him off air last week. Carpe Donctum will come out with some MeanWorld.com t-shirts. Or hell, I might license it from you and put them out myself. What really happened during the Democratic debate? Tell us about this little short meme that the president retweeted, Carpe Donctum.
Well, it was a meme that made Ozzy Osbourne, or Sharon Osbourne, pretty upset. He tweeted out right after the problems at MSNBC during the debate, when they were having all sorts of audio problems, and there was somebody in the back talking about, I don't even remember what it was, like donuts or something, to the people talking backstage. And so anyway, I turned it into something even better.
And so again, here it is. You've probably seen it, but here it is, folks.
We are less than 50 miles from Parkland, Florida, where 17 people were killed in a school shooting.
We are going to catch the Trump.
We're going to get
the July 2000 situation, 16, when he took the stage in Cleveland, Ohio, for the nomination.
We are hearing our colleagues
on a flashback. So good stuff. There's thousands of these already now. It's got to be thousands of posts on MemeWorld.com. So you want to check it out and share it with everybody. Chariots of Firewater. Tell us about this one.
Well, you know, there's been a lot of cringe moments from the campaign so far. Democrats, jogging or, punching themselves in the face with the speedball and or the speed bag and so this was just one of those Elizabeth Warren moments where she's, jogging, and she's just a normal person, just a normal millionaire that's used to be working at Harvard and pretended to be an American Indian and all those kind of things.
Let's go ahead and roll that. Here it is. Chariots of Fire. Clip one, please. Thank you. Sometimes these computers these days have real problems, but I like it.
Oh, it's all good.
One here that I just remembered that Darren McBreen put together last week that I never played. This has been on the David Knight Show. It's been on the War Room. But this particular clip is really good. But again, it's mainly made for TV. I don't know if it's posted to MemeWorld.com. I think Rob Dew was trying to get an account with you on there. He may have already done it. But this is obviously the Bernie Sanders hitting the punching bag and acting like a total buffoon. Cut to Rocky. Here it is.
There's one thing I want you to do for me.
What?
Come here. Win.
What are we waiting for? Take this!
Win.
Doesn't it?
That was pretty good. I liked all the other extra clips, the fisticuffs moves and the.
By the way, you got to take over and interrupt me sometime. I forgot the reason I got you on. I heard you're having a contest at MemeWorld.com. You tell us about that.
Yeah, I've got a contest with American Priority Conference. We are running a meme contest. There's three prizes. It's all available on Meme Wars or MemeWorld.com. And basically, we just want everyone to be involved. We want some people to win some prizes. We want to get more people to be involved on a regular basis. And I'm really hoping that we can find some good contributors out of this contest. But the main prizes are basically there's an all expenses paid trip to Miami, Florida to be a part of the American Priority Conference, and then there's a $1,000 gift card and a $500 gift card. So it's a great opportunity for anybody that wants to kind of get into the whole meme game and get some recognition out there. I'll be posting either today or tomorrow some of the first look at some of the memes that have been sent in. I've got, you know, probably 100 emails over the last day or so.
And let's be infinity clear, Termite Coin. The system doesn't want you to engage in art or cave drawings or communications. The real underground newspapers in Rome for 800 years, as you know, from its very beginnings to its collapse, was all about drawing graffiti on the walls, countering what was being put out by the government criers who would come put out the official story. And so when the EU tries to ban them and big tech tries to ban them, they just don't want you communicating with your fellow humans. It's outrageous. It's incredibly dangerous. The Chi-Com started doing it a decade ago, as you know, not letting them make fun of Xi as Winnie the Pooh, not letting them share Taiwanese right. or Hong Kong flags. So people need to do this as their duty. I don't think people know the purge of, 200 million accounts in just the last month or so of people off Instagram and Facebook that were sharing memes.
Yeah, Instagram was a really big one. I've had several people from Instagram contact me and tell me that they were one of the ones that had gotten banned. You know, they had, 100,000 followers or something like that. And they've just suddenly been wiped off the map. And the thing with memes is that, you can write a 3,000-word paper, but you can communicate almost everything you could communicate in that in just a still picture or a 30-second video. And it's a really effective way to communicate ideas and gather people around.
Here's an example. You can tell somebody how beautiful a woman is and try to describe it to them for an hour, and they won't get it. When you see the woman, then you understand what they were talking about. Like a hit in the NFL, like, man, he speared this guy. You could hear his ribs cave in. It's one thing to hear it. It's another thing to see it. And they're trying to kill the most basic human communication, pictures on cave walls.
Right. Yeah. There's a good example. I think that Ben does a great job of capturing the moment every single day. And they wanted to destroy him. They tried to destroy him around the White House summit. They got him kicked out of the White House summit because of some obscure things that they said were anti-Semitic, which was a complete lie. So they want these people. Number one, to feel all alone. They want you to feel alone. They want you to feel like it's you against the world. Nobody's going to help you. Nobody will do anything for you. They want to make sure that you can't speak out and you're afraid to speak out and feel like that no one's going to listen anyway. So what's the point? That's what they want to do. And that's exactly what they're doing with all of these bans and, threats of bans and, policing language and things like that.
In fact, this happened over the weekend, and the crew will have time to grab it over the break. But the writer for the Washington Post, Ms. Rubin, she came out over the weekend, it was actually last Friday, but then we've been airing it all week, and she said, it's time to drive them into submission, burn them down, give them nothing, destroy his supporters, bankrupt them, crush them. And there's a huge panel of like eight people going, yes, yeah. I mean, it's like you're watching some science fiction movie of a Legion of Doom going, we'll crush the super friends and drive the city to submission. Everyone will bow to Zod. They're like, hail Zod, hail Zod. I mean, these people are flaming authoritarians. Power number three.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.